Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to hear it, to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, Casting All Your Care Upon Him. Now, let's go back over to 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading there in verse 6. And it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now again, what is a care? A care is a concern. It's something that causes anxiety or uneasiness of mind. And friend, when a care about anything comes to you, comes to me, come on, what are we supposed to do with it? We're supposed to cast it over onto the Lord, and we're supposed to cast all our care upon the Lord. And so we're encouraging you this week on the broadcast not to just be a hearer only of this. And maybe you've heard this scripture before and you've heard some teaching on this before, but we are emphasizing being doers of this verse so that when a care comes to you, you are going to cast it over onto the Lord. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about why the devil wants you to take the care and worry. And we find it here in verse 8. It says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about seeking whom he may devour." Verse 9 says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." And so, friend, you need to understand something about our adversary. He is looking for access into your life. That verse said that he's seeking whom he may devour. The word seek there means to seek in order to find. And that word may in that verse, seeking whom he may devour, may means to have license, permission, are to be allowed to. And so the enemy is looking for something in your life. He's looking for access. He's looking for whom he may devour. Why? Because there's some people that he may not devour. There's some people that he doesn't have access into your life. And so he's looking for something. He's looking for access. And this is what he's doing. He's not just walking around destroying everybody's life that he wants to. If that was the case, everybody's life would be destroyed because he wants to destroy everybody's life. What is he doing? He's seeking. He's looking for something. And what he's looking for is he's looking for access into your life. Now, that's what he's looking for. What he's looking to do is he's looking to steal, kill, and destroy. He's looking to devour. You know, in John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy." And so that is the only reason Satan comes. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's looking for someone to devour, and that's what he wants to do. And so he comes looking for access, but he comes looking to steal, kill, destroy, and devour. This is our enemy. And this is what he does daily. You know, in Job chapter 1, God asked Satan what he was doing, and he said this to the Lord. He said, "From going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down it." And then in verse 10, the enemy said to the Lord, "You've made a hedge about Job and about all his house and about all that he has. on every side. And that gives you a picture of what the enemy's doing every day. He was doing it with Job. He was roaming the earth to and fro, and he's looking for access into Job's life, but he couldn't find access into Job's life because there was a hedge of protection around Job. And so he wanted to steal, kill, and destroy, but he was looking for access so he could do that. Now, it's no coincidence or accident that right after the Lord tells us to cast our cares upon him, that he starts talking to us about the enemy and how he's looking for access to devour people. He's looking for access into people's lives to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is why, because taking the care is yielding to the enemy, and this gives him access and lets him in to your life. You see, friend, it's the enemy who inspires us to worry and take the care. The Spirit of God is never going to inspire you to worry or to fret or to take the care or to get into fear. No, God is a God of peace. The gospel is a gospel of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and the Holy Spirit is called our Comforter. And so he's never going to inspire you to be troubled and to worry and to take the care. It's the enemy who inspires us to take the care and to worry. And when you're taking the care, you're yielding to the enemy. What do I mean by that? You're doing something that he's inspiring you to do. You're yielding to him. Now, why does that matter? Because yielding to him lets him in. It gives him access to you and to your life. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." See, when we sin, sin is yielding to him. And this is what gives him place in your life. Now that verse said, when you're angry, don't sin. Don't give place to the devil. Why? Because when you do sin, you're yielding to him, and yielding to him lets him in. And when you're taking the care for something in your life and yielding to worry, when you take the care, that is yielding to the enemy. And when you yield to him, this lets him in. And this is why God said, cast all your care upon me because I care for you. And then he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about. He's looking for people to devour. And then he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. All of this flows together because when you and I take the care, we're yielding to the enemy. And this lets the devourer, gives him access into your life to steal, kill, and destroy, to devour you. And this is a big reason why you and I want to be on guard against taking the care of anything in our lives. You know, in Romans 6, verse 16, it says, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey." You become subject to whomever you yield to. And if you take the care and yield to the enemy, you give him access into your life, you become subject to what he wants to do. You know, this happened to Peter when he was walking on the water to go to Jesus. In Matthew 14:30, it says, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And in verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And so what happened to Peter that night? He was walking on the water to go to Jesus, and he was doing just fine. And then all of a sudden, a care came to him. And he got to where he was worried about falling and worried about drowning. And instead of casting the care of that over onto the Lord, Peter took the care. He yielded to the worry. And when he did that, he yielded to the enemy. He let the enemy in. He gave the enemy access into his life. And this is why he fell into the water that night. Come on, friend, I want to say this to you again. Taking the care is yielding to the enemy, and it lets him into your life. You see, cares have a bigger purpose than just making you feel bad. Worry has a bigger purpose than just making you miserable. They have a bigger goal in mind than just making you upset for a few hours. Cares give the enemy access into our lives when we take them. You know, the enemy is not satisfied with just getting you fearful or anxious for a little while. That's not the end of it for him. He doesn't just get you to worry and then go, ha ha, I got you to worry. I got you today. That's not the end of it for him. No, he seeks what the cares and the worry and the anxiety and the fear afford him, and they afford him access into your life so that he can steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to steal, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy, he wants to devour, and he's not satisfied until that's taking place. And so cares have a bigger purpose than just getting you to be fearful and getting you to be upset for a few hours. No, the enemy wants to get you worried and fearful and fretting and taking that care, because that'll give him access into your life to devour you, to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he wants to do. And so we need not to just water this message down to, well, yeah, I know God doesn't really want me to worry, and he doesn't like it when I worry, and you know, when I worry, it just makes me miserable and upset, and I don't feel good when I worry. No, there's something much bigger on the line here. And what's on the line is that if you take the care and take the worry and take the anxiety, you're yielding to the enemy, and this gives him access into your life. And so, friend, you and I want to be on guard, don't we, against any cares trying to come on us, get in us, take hold of us, and we want to make sure that we're casting all of our cares over on the Lord, because the flip side of that is this: when we cast our cares on the Lord, the enemy will have no access into our lives to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, our adversary is looking for access into our lives, but he's looking to steal, kill, and destroy. Number two, taking the care is yielding to the enemy, and it lets him into our lives to devour us. And then number three, cares have a bigger purpose than just making us feel bad. The enemy wants you and I to take the care, because that gives him access into our lives so that he can steal, kill, and destroy. But here's the good news, friend. When we cast our cares on the Lord, again, the enemy will have no access to us. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that we can cast all our cares over onto you and give the enemy no place in our lives. And we make a decision right now in faith that we're going to cast all our care over on you, Lord. We are going to shut the devil out, and we are going to give him no access to devour us. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled Casting All Your Care Upon Him. We'll see you then.